Bachus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachus Bavli, Daf Tesvav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav, Mabes, at the Mishnah. Hakoyre es Shema, Hishmir la Ozna Yodza. If one said Kriyashma inaudibly to his own ear, he was Yodza. Rabbi Yossi Omer la Yodza, Rabbi Yossi says he was not Yodza. Kor la Dikdi Bois Yosea, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yodza. Rabbi Yossi says if he did not articulate the letters properly, he was Yodza. Rabbi Yoda Omer la Yodza, Rabbi Yossi says he was not Yodza. Hakoyle mafriya la yadza. If one said it out of order, he was not yodza. Hakar v'tar yachzal emakam jatar. If one erred, he should return to the place where he erred. The Gemara says Rav amar halacha kadivrei shnihem lahakel. Rav paskins that the halacha follows both tanoim to be lenient. V'lechein ma should say ma'anan amrin stama v'Rav Yosi halacha kastama Rav Yosi v'Rav Yehuda halacha k'Rav Yosi v'masri chalameima Rav halacha kadivrei shnihem lahakel. The Gemara asks, had Rav not said so, what would we say? The first argument is a Stam Mishnah against Rav Yosi, the halacha follows the Stam. The second argument is Rav Yosi against Rav Yehuda, and a general rule teaches us that in such a case the halacha follows Rav Yosi. Why did Rav therefore need to say the halacha follows both of them to be lenient? Elav again, Shama, the Tanile, Rav Chia, B'Shem, Rav Meir, the from Cain, Sarach, Lameimah, halacha kidurei shneim lahakel. It's because he heard Rav Chia teach the first law in the name of Rav Meir, and not Stam, we would have said that halacha follows Rav Yosi against Rav Meir. Therefore, you need to say that halacha follows both of them to be lenient. Tani nispalav lo hishmir la'azna yodza. The Bible says if one prays inaudibly to his ear, he was yodza. Lamin etzacha, according to whom is this needed? Rav Yosi, it's needed according to Rav Yosi. Hayden Rav Yosi, which Rav Yosi is this? Hadad tanina nakoyas shema lo hishmir la'azna yodza, Rav Yosi aymer la'yodza. It's for the Mishnah that if one said Krishma inaudibly, he was Yodza. Rav Yosi says he was not Yodza. And we add a sentence over here to the Girsa. Hasam taninen hakol kshemim lekoises ha-Megillah chut mecher shoyte v'kodin. The Mishnah there in the second parak of Megillah teaches that all are kosher to read the Megillah except for a cheresh, is a deaf mute, a lunatic, or a child. Am Rav Masna Rav Yosi hi. Rav Masna said our Mishnah is Rav Yosi. He disqualifies a cheresh because he cannot say it audibly. Am Rav Yosi havin and savin meim ma pligin rabbanon Rav Yosi b'shma d'chsev bar shma ha'ashar kol ha'mitzvahs lo'i. Rav Yosi the Amoria said that we thought to say that rabbanon Rav Yosi argue about shema because it says the word shema and Rav Yosi expands that one must hear himself, but it would not apply to other mitzvahs where Rav Yosi, meaning Rav Yosi, would not argue. Bin dama Rav Masna Rav Yosi habihi, it should say shema hi shar kol ha'mitzvahs. We retract those. Since Rav Masna said that our Mishnah is Rav Yosi, this teaches that Shema and all other mitzvahs are the same. Rav Yosi and Rav Onan argue about all mitzvahs. Matamid Rav Yosi, Razant la Mitzvah, Ishmu Aznecha Masha Picha Madabe. What's Rav Yosi's source? It says, Razant la Mitzvah, you should listen to the mitzvahs, means your ears must hear what your mouth speaks. Am Rav Chista Leifkan Cheresh Ashigeres Loshenhi. Rav Chista said that really our Mishnah does not disqualify a Cheresh, who is deaf mute. Our Mishnah taught Cheresh because he normally taught with a lunatic and a minor. It's even like the Rabbanon. And we take out the next few words from the Girsa. It should say, Am Rav Yosi Mestavra de Yoidi Rav Chista Batumois de Hik Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says that presumably Rav Chista agrees that the Mishnah in Trumois, which says that a Cheresh who can speak but cannot hear, his Trumma is valid, the Dieved, is Rav Yosi. He may not separate the Chatrila because he cannot hear his own bracha. Am Rav Chanina v'shem Rav Chista, Rav Yosi hi, and we support this from Rav Chananya, who came and said, in the name of Rav Chista, that it is Rav Yosi. Am Rav Yosi Rabun, akochach itma dihi Rav Yosi, the taninan, hamshisa kadmaisa v'loitanisa imohen. Rav Yosi, the son of Rabun, said that you are forced to say that it's Rav Yosi, because the Reisha taught that the first five, who cannot tithe even with the Eved, and it did not teach with them the case of Cheresh who can speak. It taught a Stam Cheresh, meaning a person who cannot speak or hear. In Mishum She'in Shemoson Tumah, and the suggestion is perhaps it's like everyone, it did not teach with the first tribe a Cheresh who can speak because their Tumah is not Tumah, but such a Cheresh, his Tumah is valid. Matanin Hamashisi Achoinaisa Vletanisa Yemoyen. The Gemara rejects that and says no, it taught in the Mishnah there the latter five, whose Truma is valid with the Emed, and they did not teach with him a Cheresh who can speak, surely admitted him because there's an argument about him, and Rabbanon permitted a Chatchila. And the conclusion is, therefore, you must say that the second Mishnah about Cheresh who can speak is Rav Yosi, and Rabbanon disagree. Elisuch Tiktuk al Rabecha al Rabchem Esev Besadcha Ravadtem Mehera Hakanaf Pesil Efchem Meres. The following pairs of words have to be said precisely with a pause in between lest they sound like one word, because the latter begins with the same letter as the former ends with. Al Levavcha Al Levavchem Esev Besadcha Ravadtem Mehera Hakanaf Pesil Efchem Meres. V'chenina quoting Re'acha said one must be careful also to pronounce the ayin in Asher Nishba Hashem, lest it sound like Nishba, that Chas V'Shalom Hashem was taken captive. V'Shmuel Bar Chanina v'Shem V'Hoshea Yotzeo V'Hoshech V'Layema Yotzeo V'Voi Noga. V'Shmuel Bar Chanina quoting Hoshea said that one must say in the first bracha before Shema Yotzeo V'Voi Hoshech, because you have to even mention the middah of Laila, darkness during the day, and middah of Yom, light at night. He should not say Yotzeo Uvoi Noga, which is illumination. V'Chagai B'Shem Reb Abba Bar Zavda Sham should say Shanu Lecha V'Layema Sham Hilalnu Lecha. V'Chagai quoting Reb Abba Bar Zavda said that if one did not say Parshas Sittah at night, the text that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one says in it, "There we sang to you," one should not say "There we praised you." The song and praise are not the same thing. Reb Levi, Reb Avdima, the Chayes Rebbe Shem Reb Levi, Bar Sisi, Tzorach La'atiz, Laman Tizku. Reb Levi, quoting Reb Dimi of Chayfa, quoting Reb Levi Bar Sisi, says that one must trill the Zion in Laman Tizku, lest it sound like a sin, or Laman Tizku, to serve for the sake of reward. Reb Yonah B'Shem Reb Chista, Tzorach La'atiz, Kilo Elam Chasdoi. Reb Yonah, quoting Reb Chista, says that one must trill the Samach in Kilo Elam Chasdoi, lest it sound like a shin, Chashtoi, which is suspicion. Tani ein ma'avirin lefnei ha'teva loy chifnin v'loy b'ayshanim v'loy tiv'unim mipnei she'en oisim heyen chitin v'aynin alafin im haya l'shoyne oroch muta. The Bible says we do not pass in front of the Aaron, if we don't appoint the Shliach Zibah to lead the prayers, people of Beis Chayfa, Beis She'an, or Tivoin, because they pronounce hey like ches and ayin like aleph. If he speaks properly, it's permitted. I mean, we don't decree due to others of the city.